You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day.
The Lord has made.
And we will.
Rejoice.
And be glad.
In it.
This teaching all this week is focusing on faith that shapes generations. Faith that shapes generations. So how is faith evident in the earth? Through us.
Yes.
Through our prayers, through our continued faithfulness, and displaying godly attributes in the world.
Yeah. Look, go back again, Pastor Dan, Pastor Emily, to Hebrews chapter 11. And I zero in mostly and verse six?
Six.
I zero in mostly on verse six because it's a key verse of the whole entire chapter. Because verse 1 started out like this. Now faith is. Mm-hmm. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Mm-hmm. The evidence of things not seen. And then he didn't stop there. By this. That's a key part too in there. And I hope this morning you guys will tune in into this teaching for this week. We just tune in and key in. By this, we know the elders obtain, if you read that, because I'm just saying it off the top of my head, not looking at the Bible here. But it says here, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, faith. For by faith, the elders,
Obtained
a good testimony. That's right. Only through the eyes of faith and exercising of faith. So yesterday when we talk about Anna, Anna has a good testimony because of what? Faith. That's it. She has, that's why we are here picking her out as a woman because it's not only men. Women, there's great women of faith. Sometimes we talk about who? The father of faith, guys, Abraham, right? And we forget that not only was Abraham a man of faith, but there's also godly women who are women of tremendous faith. And I'm glad you guys pick Anna out. And there's more in the Bible. So go ahead. Don't let me just take all this morning.
A praying mother can shape a generation. A faithful mother can strengthen a family.
Yes.
And a godly mother leaves a fingerprint on eternity. A fingerprint. Think of the significance of that statement. A godly mother leaves a fingerprint on eternity. We never know the true value of the seeds that we sow in this life because it goes generationally. It moves forward continuously. And it brings forth great produce in the earth. It produces. So let us not grow weary in our well-doing, but let us continue. Let us not faint, but continue in strength. Continue declaring that which God has showed us, because we know that there is an enemy at the door, right? The Bible tells us, and Pastor always says, every man's promised land is surrounded by giants. So we know the destiny and the great purpose that God has put in our children, our children's children, each and every person that he created, and that their promise is surrounded by giants.
Yes.
So we have to continue to speak the promises of God and know that the word of God will prevail.
Yes.
The word of God is the final authority over every opinion, over every circumstance, over every feeling. The word of God is the final authority. That's why we must know the word.
Yeah.
We must find ourselves in the word. When we're going through situations that we don't understand, we have to find the word for that situation. You know, there's so many people in this Bible who are rarely even talked about. So there is an example in the Bible for every life situation that we go through. We just have to find it. And then through the evidence of that person's faith in their life, we see the possibility of the outcomes that are available unto us by faith.
That's right. So everything operates mm-hmm. in the kingdom of God by faith. Mm-hmm. Everything operates in the kingdom of God by faith. So we can say today, faith is the driver. Mm-hmm. Faith is the driver, or we can say faith is the force that makes things happen mm-hmm. in the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. So faith, we can use those two words. I'm playing with words this morning. Faith is the driver mm-hmm. because you can have a car, it's well equipped, but if you don't have a driver, mm-hmm. that car ain't going nowhere. As beautiful as the car is, well equipped, function, but it lacks one thing. Mm-hmm. It just sit there. What it lacks? A driver.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have everything in this word mm-hmm. of God. Until mm-hmm. you mm-hmm. exercise faith, nothing happens.
Mm-hmm.
Until you exercise what? Faith, mm-hmm. nothing happens. So we can clearly see it that faith is a driver.
Mm-hmm.
That makes things move in the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Faith is, watch this, guys. Faith is the driver that makes things move in the kingdom of God. So nothing in the kingdom of God is going to move outside of faith. So that's why faith is so important.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we see on TV. You know, and we get turned off of what we hear. I'm talking about Bible faith.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're talking mm-hmm. about here mm-hmm. this morning. Bible faith. Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Bible faith is the driver that makes things work.
Mm-hmm.
And we show the example of Anna, mm-hmm. praying woman, mm-hmm. but she prayed how? By faith.
By faith. Mm-hmm.
Nothing was going to move
mm-hmm.
unless she was praying by faith.
Mm-hmm.
And then she comes back with the proof of it. That when she go talk to Eli, he says, this is me.
Mm-hmm.
This is the woman.
Mm-hmm.
The one.
Yeah.
It ain't no different.
Mm-hmm.
And I've come to let you know, prayer works.
Mm-hmm.
Faith works.
Mm-hmm.
And the son that God gave me from my petition now.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to petition God for things, right?
Mm-hmm.
But those petition has to be right.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible does talk about that too.
Mm-hmm.
So we can spend a little bit of time here. That we pray amiss.
Mm-hmm.
It says we pray amiss.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because our prayer are selfish. They are fleshly prayers. They have no base in the word of God. It's to fulfill one's own desire. And so you get nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a good old flesh.
Mm-hmm.
You get nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get mad. I pray God didn't answer me.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Ask yourself a question. Why?
Mm-hmm.
When you pray and you didn't get answer, I'm talking to some people out
mm-hmm.
there
mm-hmm.
this morning. I'm talking to myself too. You pray and you didn't get an answer.
Mm-hmm.
Ask yourself a question. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Let the why come. Why I didn't get an answer?
Mm-hmm.
Was it because my prayer was selfish, self-seeking?
Mm-hmm.
just my own desire that's not going to make an imprint, a fingerprint, and generation? That Pastor Dad just give those points? When you pray correctly, a praying mother can shape a generation. It's my prayer was to shape a generation, was to make that change. It's my prayer was to strengthen my family. Is my prayer was to leave a fingerprint. So we need to take a little look at where we pray. Right, guys?
Yeah, because sometimes we say we didn't get an answer, but we did get an answer. It's just not the one we wanted.
Yes, that's what I was just thinking. He hears your prayers, but he's going to give you what you need, not what you want.
Right. And it was a selfish. I always like to use it. That request was very self-seeking, very selfish, not going to help no one in humanity but you.
It talks about it in James chapter 4, where Pastor was just referencing, beginning in verse 1. It says, where do wars and fights come from among you?
Yeah.
Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain.
Yes.
You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss.
Yeah.
That you may spend it
on
your pleasures.
Pleasures.
Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever, therefore, wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously, but he gives more grace? And then, so if you take that from James chapter 4 and
break
you compare it,
to
where we were in the beginning of the week in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15, now this is the confidence that we have in that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. So see, this particular prayer in 1 John chapter 5 is talking about us praying in accordance to God's will. In James chapter 4 is talking about us making requests based on our own will. Mm. And our will and God's will are often two very different things. You know, we want it right now, but God is more concerned with the development and the progress in order for us to be able to handle exceedingly and abundantly more than we could ask, think, or imagine according to the power that worketh in us. That's in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. But we just want it right now. And because we just want it right now, we pray amiss. We're praying from our own selfish desires instead of going through the process, coming in alignment with his will. Because if God called for it in the earth, it's coming to pass.
Hallelujah.
So when we are operating according to his will, we are guaranteed victory. We are guaranteed forward progress. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
McWhite's Funeral Home alerts listeners that 22 veterans take their lives every day. Let's uplift our veterans by assuring them that help is available and recovery.